Hey everybody, this is Pastor Rich, the media pastor here at New Hope Central Oahu. And before we start that countdown, I first wanted to just greet you and say thank you for joining us at Church Online. One of the things we're trying to do here is to create an experience for you that's not just watching church, but is just as engaging and exciting as walking into church in real life. And so to that end, one of the things we'd invite you to do is to go ahead and engage with us in chat. Use your real name. That way people can know who you are, say hi, ask about your family, and just you can be part of that community as if you were walking through the doors. And so the other thing we wanted to let you know, too, is that there are people standing by who would love to pray with you. And, you know, to do that, to access them, there's a live prayer feature right here. So if you click that button, someone is going to connect with you and be able to pray with you in person, somebody you know from our church. There's also the opportunity to call somebody if you would rather just be on the phone. And so that number will be posted throughout the service. And then lastly, if ever you wish to or you just want to send a note, you can use the connection card to send a prayer request. So with that, let's go ahead and get this countdown started and praise and worship the Lord together as a church ohana.
Happy Celebration Sunday. Welcome. If this is your first time joining us, we are continuing through our series, When God Shows Up. Today, our senior pastor, Mike Palumpo, will be sharing a timely message about what it means when God shows up. But before he does, let's prepare our hearts as worshipers. That means we are not spectators, nope, but that we take an active part. Amen? So clap your hands, stomp your feet, and yes, raise your hands like nobody's watching and surrender your hearts as we worship together our Lord, because He alone is worthy to be praised.
Yeah. powerful name is. Nothing can stand against what a powerful name it is.
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Father, not just in unity with each other, but Lord, unity in your spirit. Truly, there is no more appropriate time for this scripture than now, as you reveal to us what it means to worship you in new ways, and yet unified in your heart, in your spirit. Our hearts go to those on the front lines and for the persons and families directly affected by the virus at this time. Father, we lift them up, Lord, to you, and we pray your healing, your comfort, and your peace over them. We stand, Lord, on your faithfulness, knowing that you will take all that is happening and use it for your good, and that we will be better for it. We thank you, and we say, Father, all glory, all power, and all praise to you and you alone. We say amen.
Aloha! My name is Ulu.
And Talisa.
Makana.
And we are from
New Hope, Waiwa.
And we'll be doing your announcements today. Our first and only announcement that we have is that you guys can join us on
Wednesday night
on our
Facebook page
live at 6:30 p.m. Join us as we worship the King of Kings and Lords of Lords.
Now here's Pastor Rich for our Omni announcements.
Woo! Aloha, I'm Pastor Rich, and we are so pleased to have you join us here at New Hope Central Oahu Online, especially if this is your very first time. We'd love the opportunity to get to know you better, and so we invite you to fill out our online connection card. It's easy to do, it takes 30 seconds, and it's an opportunity for you to tell us about your prayer requests and to get more information about the church. As you're doing that, let me tell you about some of the things going on at the church amidst this COVID-19 crisis. And first off, a huge celebration for last weekend. We logged over 1,200 user sessions at our Easter services from all campuses and all services. But understand this, some of those individual users represent whole families, so a one could be a four. And those numbers don't include those people who watched our services on demand later, like on YouTube or Facebook. So praise God that the gospel has flooded the internet with the good news of Jesus, not just from our church, but from churches throughout the world. Now, we have more good news to share with you. We have photos of our Aloha teams out there creating and distributing care bags and praying for first responders. That's so awesome. Now, they are putting together a sewing corps to make masks so that if that's a skill that you have or equipment that you know how to use, then please let them know. And they're also trying to source a lot of 1 to 3 ounce bottles because there's a local distillery that's willing to produce hand sanitizer. And so, if you can help with that, if you have a source for those little bottles, we'd love to hear from you. And amazing times that we're living in, too. A distillery and a church working together to help the community. If you have those little 1 to 3 ounce plastic bottles, like a big case of them, then please contact goalohateams@nhcohawaii.org or fill out the form on our Aloha Teams section of our website. Now, ready for more good news? We're moving to new digs. And no, the building isn't ready just yet, but we will be upgrading our church online platform from 3.0 to 4.0 next week. Now, this will provide you, the viewer, with a much more improved and better online church experience, especially if you've been logging on with a mobile device. And so things might look a little different next week. And if it does, just imagine it's like a fresh coat of paint or that new car smell. And you still get here the same way by going to our website, nhcohawaii.org, and clicking on the link of the service that you wish to view. Now, don't forget, there are lots of other opportunities throughout the week to stay connected to your church ohana. Celebrate Recovery Wahiwa meets on Monday nights at 7 p.m. on Facebook. Haleiwa hosts Tuesday night worship on Instagram and Facebook on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. And New Hope Wahiwa also has Worship Wednesdays every Wednesday night on their Facebook page. Ohana groups are meeting all throughout the week, so there are lots of ways to stay connected to your New Hope Central Oahu Ohana. For more information about any of those things or anything else happening at New Hope Central Oahu, please visit our website, nhcohawaii.org. Now is the time to continue in our worship through giving. Now, if you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we would encourage you to seek the Lord and give as He leads you to. How? You can use the Give buttons on this page. You can click the Give with PushPay button on the upper right of our website. Or you can text the letters NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to gather together as a church here online. And Father, to worship you in music, Lord, to worship you with our giving, God, and to hear from your word. Father, we just ask that as we give, Lord, that you would use these gifts and bless the community, bless our church. Lord, use it to make a difference in the world. And Lord, as you do that, Lord, we just ask for your blessing as well on each and every one of the givers. Father, thank you for this opportunity to make an impact in our world in this way. And Father, we just ask that you would just do what only you can do, God. Take these physical acts of faith, Lord, and multiply them into an incredible work of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Now with that, let's cast off with Pastor Mike for this week's When God Shows Up message titled Answer the Call.
Don't you love caller ID? If someone is calling, I can just look at my phone screen, and if it's an unknown caller, like say from Tunisia, you're going straight to voicemail. And later, you're gonna be blocked forever. I hate robot calls. I think the devil invented those. But if it's my wife or my family or any of you from church, I'm taking that call. What if God were to call you? Would you pick up or would you send him to voicemail? It's an amazing thing to think that Jesus started his earthly ministry in a setting much like this. The Sea of Galilee wasn't Jerusalem. It wasn't the big city. He was walking along a beautiful shoreline with a wide open sky, looking at the water and the waves, watching the boats go by. Yeah, it was a setting much like this. This is where Jesus began the movement that would change the world. On that day, he approached some men who were fishermen by trade, and he said, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." In the Gospel of Mark, it says they immediately dropped their nets and followed him. God called, and they didn't send God to voicemail. They answered the call. And that was the beginning of the greatest adventure of their lives. They went from fishermen to fishers of men, from catching tilapia to capturing the nations. This is how the Christian church got started. Peter, James, John, three guys. Today, there's 3 billion. Christianity is far and away the biggest religion on planet Earth and the most powerful force for good in the world. How is this happening? Jesus is still calling people to become fishers of men to this day. You might say, how is that possible? No one has seen Jesus for 2,000 years. Yeah, about that. That's what we need to talk about today. Last week, we celebrated Easter, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. For Christians, that's not just another nice holiday like Groundhog's Day or spring break. Christians literally believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that he's alive today. Before he ascended into heaven, he said he would come back as the Holy Spirit. As a man, he could only be in one place at a time, but as the Holy Spirit, he is completely unrestricted by space or time. That means we can encounter the Spirit of Jesus today. Peter and the apostles were just normal people, doing their 9-to-5 like everybody else, until God showed up. God took simple, ordinary, untrained people with no Bible degrees, no obvious gifts for teaching or preaching, who could barely save themselves, much less the world, and turned them into the founders of the most powerful movement history has ever seen. That's what happens when God shows up. You understand that saving the world was not Peter's idea, right? Saving the world was nowhere on his radar. His whole life was fishing. Boats, nets, water, waves. If the thought did enter his mind, he probably would have dismissed it immediately. Me? Save the world? Who am I trying to kid? That's why Jesus said what he said. Look at it again. Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. You don't just wake up one morning and decide to plant a church. You don't just decide to call yourself a minister and start a movement. That's a cult, by the way. Instead, Jesus calls us to follow him, and he will transform you. You see, when Peter first started following Jesus, Peter came with all kinds of baggage. How many of us have issues? Peter had so much baggage, his issues had issues. Luke's gospel gives us more details on what happened that day on the shores of Galilee. Jesus was preaching, but then the crowd got way too big. So Jesus asked if he could sit in one of the boats moored along the beach and teach from there. Guess whose boat that was? Yep, Simon Peter. When Jesus was done speaking, he asked Peter to take him out to sea to go fishing. What was Peter's profession again? Right. Well, he tells Jesus, in my professional opinion, I added that part, it's late morning, now is not the best time to go fishing. Besides, we professional fishermen have been out all night and we caught nothing. But if you want to go out, what was your job again, Jesus? Oh yeah, carpenter. We just washed our nets, but no problem. So Peter takes Jesus out to sea. After a while, Jesus says, stop. Put your nets down right here. A few seconds later, the nets felt stuck. Oh no, Peter thought to himself. Were the nets snagged on a rock? Here in Hawaii, we say, oh no, I caught a wahoo. No way, the nets are moving. But they're super heavy. What's going on? Peter pulled with all his might, and the nets rose higher and higher. And what broke the surface of the water that day was the absolute biggest haul of fish he had ever seen his entire professional life. He had to shout for help from his friends who were in another boat. Soon, both boats were so full, they were about to sink. Now watch this. What was Peter's reaction? He drops his net full of fish, forgets all about his boat sinking, and falls to his knees before Jesus. And he says, please leave me. I'm a sinful man. He felt completely unworthy to be with Jesus. He was like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Peter had to follow Jesus in order to become a different person. Do you know why? He had to stop listening to himself and start listening to Jesus. So how do we do that today with the Holy Spirit? Everybody say, self-speak versus God-speak. So self-speak is where we are listening to our own thoughts about ourselves. In his self-speak, Peter was thinking, there's no way I can be a follower of Jesus with all the sin in my life. But that was only half the truth about Peter. This is what self-speak does to us. We quit before we've even begun. We speak condemnation over ourselves. Only good people follow Jesus, and I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough. Self-speak leads to self-rejection, self-abandonment, self-sabotage. Self-speak can also lead us to an overinflated ego that we're invincible and we can never fall away. Who was it that said, everyone else might fall away, but I will never fall away? Oh yeah, Peter. Peter's self-speak was holding him back from, here it is, answering God's call on his life. What's your self-speak telling you? What lies and half-truths are you telling yourself? Peter needed to stop all the self-speak and listen to God speak. Here is God in his boat speaking. I am calling you to something higher now, Peter. I believe in you because I made you, and I made you for something greater than what you've been living for. You're living for fish. This is way below my purpose for you, son. Let's go after the greatest prize of all, the souls of mankind, people made in my image, my children, your brothers and sisters. Let's go save our family together. Today, God is calling you out of your self-speak to God-speak. Right now, in this moment, change the channel in your mind from self-speak to God-speak. Stop telling yourself you're not worthy, that you'll never change, that you're not good enough, or that you're invincible and you don't need God. From now on, listen to God speak to you about you. He wants you to know how deeply loved you are and that He created you for a higher purpose than what you're living for. And He is dying to show you the full potential of who you are. When God showed up in Peter's boat that day, Peter was faced with a huge challenge. Do I believe what Jesus is saying about me, embrace my new identity as a child of God, and join Him in saving the world? Or do I stick with my old identity as Peter, just another fisherman from Galilee, and keep my old life? One of these choices will echo in eternity. The other will fade into oblivion. This was no small moment for Peter's life. It was his blue pill, red pill moment. Does he go back to his uncle's farm, or does he follow Obi-Wan Kenobi? Does he stay nice and safe in the Shire, or does he follow Gandalf and go to Mordor? Does he stay in the shallows of his meager life, or does he venture out into the deep, blue, uncharted oceans of God's will? We know how Peter answered the call. His decision echoes in eternity. He is why we're all here today. Let me tell you what happened when God showed up in my life. The year was 1979. I was 21. It was New Year's Eve. But instead of partying like it was 1979, I was at a missions conference called Urbana. It was the final night of the conference. 25,000 college kids packed into this arena at the University of Illinois. And none other than Billy Graham is giving the closing message. At the end, he had us all close our eyes in prayer. And then he said, "Tonight, God is calling some of you to full-time ministry for a lifetime. You don't know where or how exactly, but He's calling you to full-time for a lifetime. If that's you, I want you to stand to your feet and answer God's call." This was my red pill moment. Did I tell you I was 21? Full-time for the rest of my life? Wow! How could I make a decision of that magnitude? But deep in my heart, I knew God was speaking to me. I was shaking in my seat as I got ready to stand up. I had my eyes closed the whole time as I began to rise up out of my chair. The moment was so powerful and the weight of that decision so heavy. I felt like I had to be the only one standing in that arena. I slowly squinted to look around, and to my surprise, there were thousands of kids like me standing. I wasn't the only one who heard God speak that night. That following spring, 1980, I graduated from college and started full-time ministry with Hawaii for Christ. I've been doing full-time ministry now for, well, a lifetime. That's what happens when God shows up. When God shows up, He speaks to your heart and your mind. In that moment, forget about self-speak and everything you thought your life was about. Your Father is speaking. Listen to Him like Peter did, like I did. He's got a call on your life beyond your wildest dreams. When you answer the call, it sets off a chain reaction that will affect the eternal destiny of everyone around you, people you care about. For Peter, Holy Week was the worst week in his life. He fell asleep when Jesus asked him to pray with him. He watched Jesus get arrested. He was so afraid, he denied knowing Jesus three times. The Bible says he didn't just cry normally, he wept bitterly. And all his self-speak came rushing back in. "I told you, you were never going to change. You call yourself a disciple of Jesus? You're not just a wretched Christian, you're a wretched person. How could you abandon Jesus when He needed you the most? After all He's done for you." Peter was raking himself over with self-speak. After seeing Jesus crucified, he thought, that's it. It's all over. So do you know what Peter did? He went back to fishing. Boy, that self-speak will get you every time. One day, as he and the disciples were fishing, he saw a man walking along the shores of Galilee. The man cried out, caught anything? Nothing, Peter said. We've been fishing all night, caught nothing. Let your nets down on the right side of the boat, the man said. It had been 3 years since they'd seen that amount of fish. 153, the Bible says. Peter dropped the nets, he dove into the water, and he swam to Jesus. In Peter's mind, listening to his self-speak, he was never going to serve Jesus ever again, but he had to listen to God speak. And God asked him, Peter, do you love me? 3 times God asked him that. And all 3 times Peter said, you know my answer. Of course I do. Okay, feed my sheep. Peter was restored by the resurrected Jesus, and that's what happens when God shows up. If you think your life is so far gone, you can never come back to Jesus, it's time to stop that self-speak and let God speak now. Today, God is calling you. Check your caller ID. It's him, all right? Are you going to pick up, or will you send God the voicemail? I pray that you will answer the call for yourself and for every person who will meet Jesus through you. Let's pray. I believe that God is showing up right now. He's calling you today to follow him, and he will transform you. Let God know right now. Tell him that you will follow him. Stop the self-speak and let God speak to you now. Forget all your self-condemning, self-debasing thoughts, and let God speak his love into you right now. Leave your past behind and walk into your future with Jesus. Stop living beneath your calling and follow God into your destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joining us, we invite you to continue to connect with us either at Church Online, our webpage, Facebook, or Twitter. Continue to join us in our weekly discussions and worship. And until next time, aloha, and know that Jesus loves you, and so do we.